VOA Learning English, this is the Technology Report. People are finding unexpected ways to use unarmed aerial vehicles, commonly known as drones. An organization called DIY Drones says it has more than 40,000 members who build and fly such aircraft. Rescue teams, police, and other groups are developing new methods and technology for drones. But what seems like a good activity for one group can seem like a threat to another. Today, we report on reaction to plans by an animal rights group to use drones. Recently, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals announced that it was negotiating with a drone manufacturer. PETA President Ingrid Newkirk says discussions about drones are usually about how the unmanned devices can be used as killing machines. But she says her group believes they can save lives.
There was a lot of debate in this country and worldwide about the destructive use of drones used to kill and to injure. And it turned in our minds to thoughts of how drones could be used in a lawful, peaceful, helpful way. And one way is perhaps to stop animals from being gunned down for their body parts. It would be useful to have drones, and people are beginning to explore that.
The PETA website says the group would use drones to record cruelty to farm animals and illegal hunting methods. The website says these pictures would help enforce animal protection laws. PETA's president says hunters sometimes put out food to get the attention of animals they want to shoot.
That's illegal, to bait animals in that way, and a drone could spot that, whereas someone on the ground wouldn't be able to follow every hunter in the woods.
Hunting and gun rights groups saw a threat in PETA's plan to watch and record images of hunters from the sky. The groups say the plan would violate the privacy of gun owners and their right to enjoy the outdoors. One blogger said shooting drones could become a new sport. Local and federal lawmakers were already debating the issues raised by police use of drones. Groups like the American Civil Liberties Union wanted laws to protect people from being watched by law enforcement drones. They have warned that without strong legal restrictions, the technology could be abused and used to spy on citizens. Many states have approved new measures since the PETA announcement. More than half of all state legislatures have considered drone privacy bills this year. In Illinois, lawmakers amended a law to protect hunters from being watched by PETA drones. The law now has restrictions for both the public and private use of drones. PETA continues to consider ways to use the new technology to save animals from harm. And that's the Technology Report. I'm Anka Decker.